Addiction. That's what we're diving into today. This is something I've got a lot of personal experience in. But it may not sound like it at times, because I don't believe in the mythology that most people treat as the reality when it comes down to this. And this comes from personal experience. This comes from finding freedom. My name is Mr. 2020, and if you give me the next 7 minutes of your time, if you have any problem with addiction, you're going to have some light bulbs start going off. And you're going to start the process of finding real freedom. Let's dive in. So what is an addict? Let's get really simple here. Ready? An addict behaves as if I am all that exists. And the cause is out there someplace. I am all that exists. And the power is out there someplace. I am all that exists. So it's okay if I steal and sell your television set. I'll feel bad about it. I know it breaks all the moral and legal things. But I'm all that exists, and I need that drug to function, to stay alive, to stay happy, to not feel like shit. So I started hanging out with addicts. And then I discovered I was one. But I seemed to digress. Because a friend of mine got into some deep shit. And I wanted to help. And so I figured, what am I going to do to help? I'm going to dive in deep. I'm going to take my old school NLP, neuro-linguistic programming skills, and dive in and learn. And I learned a lot over 3 years, and I've been learning a lot ever since. But change begins when you start realizing life is meant to be lived. Neville Goddard says your awareness of being is God. I say you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. And for a lot of people, that's going to sound blasphemous. But I invite you to stay tuned. I invite you to actually tune into you. Because here's what happens. I need drug of choice. See, I'm all that exists, and I need drug of choice so that I can experience what I choose to experience. That's the addiction story pretty darn succinctly. And you get to become out of control with it. And then, well, sometimes people go, I can't be out of control anymore. I need to, well, here's what happens. So there's 12 steps. And you got to follow, you got to dive into all 12 steps. There's meetings, and you got to go to meetings. There's people, and you got to connect with people. And there's a power outside of there. Whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. But that power outside of you can help you. The meetings outside of you can help you. The people outside of you can help you. And by the way, I have no problem with fellowships. I love fellowships that invite you to explore who you are and how life really works. I have no interest in gatherings. A gathering, to me, is where people basically talk about this is the way things are, and there's no known cause, and there's no known cure. There are three inevitable conclusions. See, what I've found is there's one inevitable solution. You get to wake up to who you are and how life really works. Plain and simple. In the world where I live from right now, Neville Goddard teaches something called the Pearl of Great Price. We dive right into that in the middle of ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, and we dive really deep in something called PearlPowerPack.com. We'll put some links around for you. But you get to buy the pearl. You buy the pearl by giving up the belief in all powers outside of you. You buy the pearl by giving up belief in the power of anything over you. That includes this mysterious concept of karma, of genetics, of, what do we call it? The subconscious mind. Some people believe there's something in there that they're out of touch with that can influence, but it actually runs the show, not them. Neville Goddard referred to the subconscious, and then he walked away from it. A long time ago, he said, sufficiently impress upon your subconscious. And then he changed all that to sufficiently impress upon yourself. Because he noticed what I notice. A lot of people make it an external God. What if it's true? You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. What if it's true? You get to discover the true power of you. What if it's true that you came here to give life to the lovely? What if it's true? You're not defective. You're divine. And you came here with a song to sing and a dance to dance. You didn't come here to try to survive in a world where you're defective or different. You see, from what I can tell, we're all unique. We are all unique. It's not that there's a different class of people. You get to own up to the power you are. You only can do that by exploring the power that you are. And that's why we do what we do. See, a lot of people can't tell. I had PTSD. I drank a lot. I was out of control. I got beat to death when I was 23 years old. I lost my career, lost my wife, lost my life. Pretty much it was all game over. Flashbacks, night terrors. If somebody was coming over to visit, I'd say, bring friends, which meant alcohol. And yes, my imagination, my life, was out of control. And one day, I started to remember, I started to explore the truth about me that set me free. Your awareness of being is God. How you are aware of anything is how it shows up in your life. If you're aware of alcohol, drugs, anything that you believe that you need before you can, we call that the middle muddle, by the way. And as long as you believe I need something else to happen before I can, right? Well, listen back a couple episodes. Listen forward a couple episodes. I'm always sharing stories about taking personal responsibility. You see, you have the ability to respond in any way. Your responses are your seed times. Your reactions create your reality. Your reactions are your seed times. How you're responding to this? By the way, so there's going to be some people that hate me for this. There will be some people that hate the message. Because I'm telling you, what you don't need is to adopt a dogma that says there is no known cause, there is no known cure. What you do get to do is discover, I am what gives life. And the more you explore that, well, the less you're going to have to live your life step by step. The less you're going to have the need for support. The less you're going to have the need the more you're going to find freedom. So I've got a couple very practical things to suggest to you. If you've been with us for a while and you don't have pearlpowerpack.com, go get that. Because we explore in 3 live group calls. In those recordings, you're getting 3 for the price of 1, pearlpowerpack.com. We explore the subtle ways in which people sell the pearl. In other words, in which they remain addicts. In other words, in which they cause waiting to happen in their life. Because I am a fan of immediate. You see, let me give you another one. The addict has to delay gratification. That's what they're told. I heard this a lot. I went to a lot of meetings. The addict needs to learn how to delay gratification. I say, no, that's bullshit. Right? What we get to do is discover immediate gratification. See, I delay my gratification by believing I need money before I can. I delay my gratification by believing I need a beer before I can. I delay my gratification believing that I need a drug before I can. Immediate gratification? I feel very gratified sharing this message with you today. This popped up in a post on our Law of Attraction by Neville Goddard group 10 minutes ago. And here we are, 10 minutes in. I don't wait. The addict's life is about waiting. And the philosophy says they have to learn how to wait. We get to experience immediate movement, immediate inspiration, immediate gratification by skipping the middle steps. Like I said, this is going to fly in the face of what a lot of you have been taught. But let me tell you something. I found freedom. Meanwhile, so we talked about pearlpowerpack.com. The other one, if you're just getting started with us, manifestingmasterycourse.com. Lesson 1, the girls giggled, dives right into this. It's a 90-day program, $97, takes about 15 minutes a day. I think you're worth it. That's manifestingmasterycourse.com. And the third bit, DreamDrivenDay.com. This is a real fellowship where we explore who you are and how this works. Where we admit, you know what, there is only one cause to everything in your life. Where we explore the one cause of everything in your life in a way that changes lives. That's DreamDrivenDay.com. So that's what I got. If you're tired of having addiction show up in your life in any way, in other words, the cause is outside of you, I invite you to explore with us so you can discover the cause of everything in your life. Dive deeper, soar higher. Imagine up something lovely. Let's do that now as we go into the silence. All right, are you ready to give up the belief in powers outside of yourself? Are you ready to discover who you are and how this works? You don't have to live life on life's terms. You don't have to settle. You don't have to shrink. You aren't defective. What you are is like everyone else. You're unique. You came here with a song to sing and a dance to dance. And once you start exploring you, you'll give life to that, and you will find life immensely and immediately much more satisfying. If this touched you today, I would love to know. Like I said, we gave some course suggestions. Feel free to reach out to me, too. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast.